Welcome to today's podcast, Practicalities, Sequential or Continuous. This episode is part of a podcast series supported by Abbott. The content is solely the responsibility of EMAS, the European Menopause and Andropause Society. All our episodes are available in English, Spanish, Mandarin, and Russian, and you can find them on any of the most popular podcast platforms. In today's episode, Marco Gambacciani, Secretary of the Italian Menopause Society and Board Member of the European Menopause and Andropause Society, will help us understand the use of sequential or continuous combined hormone replacement therapy.
Both sequential or continuous combined estrogen progesterone administrations are valid options to treat normal postmenopausal women with an intact uterus, because we need to underline that non-hysterectomized women require progestogen administered for at least 12-14 days in a sequential regimen and daily in a continuous combined regimen to minimize or even reduce the risk of endometrial hyperplasia and endometrial cancer associated with the unopposed estrogen exposure after menopause. So when we should choose the sequential and when we should choose the continuous combined regimen? The choice may depend on the clinical characteristics and personal preferences of any given woman. However, the clinician needs to know that differences in patient characteristics, age, personal history are important in selecting one type of HRT or another. The progestogen generally make the difference in terms of potential side effects and adverse events. And we should say that evidence from large observational studies and case control studies suggests that micronized progesterone and dihydrogesterone are unlikely to increase the risk of venous thromboembolism and are associated with a lower risk of breast cancer compared to other synthetic progestogens. And therefore, we should choose the progestin also when we are choosing the type sequential or the type continuous combined. We should say that in the early postmenopausal women, sequential estroprogestin treatment may lead to irregular breathing, can be even welcome and even opportune in young women, mainly if they are suffering from POI, for premature ovarian insufficiency. Regular bleedings can be considered suitable even in women in the late 40s or early 50s. Conversely, in elderly postmenopausal women, after months or after years from the last menstrual period, the continuous combined hormone replacement therapy can be the treatment of choice, because with a continuous combined estroprogestin administration, we avoid unwanted periodic bleedings. For the long-term run, the long-term effects of hormone replacement therapy, we should say that no major differences are present in terms of osteoporosis, cardiovascular disease, and neuroprotective effects. Or maybe let me rephrase it. There are no sufficient data to establish if a sequential or continuous progestogen administration in conjunction with estrogen can make any difference in long-term run regarding osteoporosis or cardiovascular disease. Where the differences are? For sure, the administration of sequential progestin should be avoided in women reporting premenstrual syndrome or endometriosis or fibroids or heavy menstrual bleedings in their personal history, since the sequential progestin exposure can stimulate again bleeding, headaches, or pelvic pain. And therefore, in these patients, a low-dose continuous combined preparation is more indicated than a sequential one. There were in the past some studies showing that the sequential combined hormone replacement therapy lasting more than 5 years can be associated with a small increase in the risk of endometrial cancer. And this risk is inversely proportional to the number of days of progestogen is given. We have to consider also that the endometrial potency of different progestogens can make the difference. However, no solid data comparing different progestogens are present, and we must counsel our patient to take progestogens for at least 12, 14 days every month while they are treated with estrogens every day in a sequential fashion. For sure, we know that continuous combined estrogen and progesterone has neutral effect or even an effect in reducing the risk of endometrial hyperplasia and endometrial cancer risk. By the way, the WHI is there to demonstrate that the continuous combined estroprogestin administration can even reduce the risk of endometrial cancer. We have also to mention that colon cancer has been demonstrated to be reduced in women treated with oral combined hormone replacement therapy. So at the end of the day, we should say that the choice between sequential and continuous combined hormone replacement therapy depends on patient's characteristics, age, and preferences. And as always, as a gynecologist, we need to know the different opportunities and to treat the right woman with the right choice at the right time. Thank you very much for your attention.
Today, Professor Marco Gambaciani discussed the use of sequential or continuous combined hormone replacement therapy. Thank you for listening to today's episode. We hope it will be valuable for your clinical and research practice. Stay safe.